Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating an independent medical evaluation. Claimant Steve Glory, WCB number G2154470, date of accident 8/13/18. Doctor dictating Shelley Epstein, MD, date of service and time 7/17/23, 11:15 a.m. Social Security number X6539. Claim number 224038952, exam type workers' compensation IME, specialty psychiatrist, exam location Smithtown, New York. Steve Glory presented for an independent medical evaluation. In the past, we have met on 8/31/20, 1/19/21, 7/20/21, 12/7/21, 5/2/22, and 10/19/22. Mr. Glory presents with injuries after slipping and falling on water while pulling out crate material on 8/13/2018. He apparently experienced a loss of consciousness and since that time has been suffering with a variety of orthopedic problems. In addition, he has been he's being treated for a major depressive disorder. As stated in previous IMEs, Mr. Glory is a 54-year-old male who resides alone, and his girlfriend visits regularly. He's been fully disabled since August 15, 2018, following an accident on August 13. At the time, he was working as a sheet metal worker, slipped at work, and in the morning noticed pain in his head and right ankle swelling. He was subsequently diagnosed with concussion syndrome as well as contusions. His depression started with sleep and appetite difficulties. His treatment for depression has included therapy treatment with Dr. Suti, T-E-C-H-A-R-A-T-A-N-A-P-R-A-S-E-R-T, Ph.D. And they meet on a regular basis. He's also seeing Mary Ellen Cunningham, a nurse practitioner with Harris Psychiatric Services, on a monthly basis. His current psychiatric medications include bupropion XL 300 milligrams daily, Xanax 2 milligrams at bedtime, and a PRN, trazodone 150 milligrams at bedtime. He's also taking cyclobenzapine and 10 milligrams HSPRN and hydrocodone 10 over 325 milligrams 1 to 2 daily. His sessions with a psychologist are every 2 weeks for about 20 minutes, and they're working on a variety of strategies to continue to help his recovery and improve his function. He's also continued to struggle with sleep issues, and he's encouraged to wear his sleep apnea mask. There is no new psychiatric history. He only has one drink every 3 to 6 months, denies drug use. There's no family psychiatric history or family substance abuse history. He is scheduled for a cervical C3, C4 cervical back fusion or disc replacement in the near future. A new problem is carpal tunnel syndrome, which is not identified as a workers' comp issue, but he says that it leads him to drop things, and he has decreased finger strength and numbness. He continues to struggle with a variety of depressive symptoms, including a depressed mood most days, anhedonia, decreased sleep, chronic pain, loss of energy, decreased concentration. It denies suicidal ideation. He identifies himself about being about 40% better than when he was most symptomatic. For activity and hobbies, he likes to go for walks, does stretching. And misses his job as a sheet metal worker. He still does struggle with sleep and appetite issues. Mr. Glory did not bring any forms to the office. His occupational history, besides being a sheet metal worker, includes sales, construction, porter, and delivery man. The factors that impact his recovery process include continued pain and continued orthopedic problems. My clinical impression is that he continues to meet criteria for a single episode of major depressive disorder. At this time, he does remain unable to work due to his condition. The period of work disability has been reasonable and is supported by objective medical evidence. I believe his depression is causally related to the date of the accident. He has not yet reached maximum medical improvement. He will need a re-exam. It would be reasonable to schedule it for about 6 months from now. I'd say his degree of disability is moderate at 50%. I'm sorry, moderate to marked at 67%. And he should continue treatment, which is monthly visits with his nurse practitioner for 20 minutes and therapy sessions with a psychologist every other week for ideally 20 to 30 minutes. His prescriptions have been listed above, and the bupropion and Xanax are reasonable for his condition. I believe they're at this time medically necessary, causally related, and compliant with New York State criteria. He is anticipating decreased pain after his cervical surgery. I could be available potentially on weekdays with advance notice for a deposition if necessary.